You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Seoul, the advocacy group protesting development on Ehumato, is calling on the government to heed the UN's advice before going any further. For months, the group has been fighting for the protection of the sacred Māori land near Auckland Airport, and earlier this month, welcomed a report by the UN's Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination Committee. The report recommended the government obtain Māori consent for any development on the land. Spokesperson Pania Newton explained the historical claims to Ehumato to reporter Joel Thomas.
The land was confiscated in 1863 by the Governor Gray, who issued a proclamation to our people to leave the land and retreat past Mga Tāpiri or pledge their allegiance to the Queen. Because they were staunch to the Kingitanga movement, they chose to leave under duress and retreat past Mga Tāpiri. And when they got there, many women and children were actually murdered. And that's what started the Waikato War.
And obviously this is a hugely illegal breach of land. And according to the United Nations report, it's a breach of several declarations of human rights, including the rights for Indigenous people and the Convention of the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. How specifically is this development that's being built a breach?
So underneath UNDRIP, there's a clause there where states should obtain the free, prior and informed consent of Māori, of Indigenous peoples, prior to any sort of development of traditional lands and resources. And so that's one of the ways that the government has breached the UNDRIP, in that they did not obtain the free, prior and informed consent of the Mana Whenua group affected by the Fletcher's development. Furthermore, in passing the SHA legislation, they breached a number of discriminatory laws, and that they did not consult Māori in the development of the legislation and further the designation of the special housing area Ehumato. The way that Māori have been shut out of the whole process is a complete breach of the convention, and the government have a duty to address the recommendations provided by the United Nations in addressing the special housing area. New Zealand prides itself on being, you know, a leader in Indigenous rights around the world, but in fact, here in Aotearoa, that araja is not ringing true. And we see that in many of the contentious development and selling of state-owned enterprises across our nation currently. And New Zealand needs to step up and vote for the right government this coming election, or we need to take a stand on issues such as these, because, you know, we see lately, in the last couple of years, many of our lands are taken up by foreign ownership. And that's,
Do you think that any particular party would sort of take the rights of Māori land at sort of, do you think they would pay more attention to it and sort of respond to these developments and try and stop them?
Māori Party have been a strong advocate for the UNDRIP, and they've always supported, you know, Māori who oppose such development, you know, that are desecrating cultural and significant sites. The Labour Party have been supportive of this issue at Ehumato. Aupito Sua William and Pini Hinare have been strong advocates for us. And we hope that, you know, advocates such as those, the Māori Party and the members of the Labour Party, get into government and continue to advocate for the people at Ehumato and this significant site. We also have, you know, Marama Davidson from the Green Party, who has been very supportive of us. So we're going to remain hopeful for this upcoming election, but we just want to encourage everybody to vote, you know, wisely and actually get out there and vote.
And why do you think this current government is sort of ignoring the rights of Māori people in their land?
Oh, because I think National are just pro-development. You know, they've not once made any efforts to address this issue at Ehumato, even though they acknowledge that they made a mistake in designating Ehumato a special housing area. They weren't willing to do anything further in assisting us in this issue. You know, I think National, you know, they're in bed with Fletcher's. They're signing off contracts left, right and centre, despite Fletcher's breaching a number of human rights conventions underneath, you know, business ethics, as well as the major fraud allegations that have been alleged against Fletcher's, you know, their profit downturn. You know, I just have no faith. We see Canterbury are angry at Fletcher's. Us and Mahine are angry. You know, the Waterview stuff up. I just have no faith in Fletcher's whatsoever, and especially so that they are a foreign-owned company. We're outsourcing when we have developers in Aotearoa who are more than capable of doing the developments that Fletcher's are involved in.
So
I just think we're forgetting about the people who are actually here in Aotearoa.
Your organisation, Soul, is campaigning against this development and have recently filed an open letter to Prime Minister Bill English asking for immediate action against it. Have you had a response to this letter yet?
No, we haven't, but we also sent it to Jacinda Ardern in case she may be the next Prime Minister. And we've had response from the Labour Party. We're going to ask for a meeting after the election.
If the National Party remains in government, are you expecting a response from them to take action against this development?
No, I guess we are planning to do a mass occupation. You know, we have no faith in the National government whatsoever. They've done nothing for us at Ihumātou, but actually facilitated the whole process regarding the special housing area at Ihumātou. They've acknowledged they've made a mistake, but they're not willing to fix it. That is an issue because we live in a democracy and there's been over 2 petitions taken to government already regarding this issue with thousands of people supporting this cause, and the government continue to ignore us. So I think it's going to, underneath a national government, it's going to have to come down to a mass human occupation. And those are the sorts of lengths that we are willing to go to, not wanting to go to, but we are willing to go to in order to save this precious landscape and do right, you know, make right the wrong that has been committed against us at Ihumātou.
So obviously houses still need to be built, but the government is not going about this the right way. What sort of way can the government go about the development of property and the use of Māori land with consultation? How is that going to be done the right way?
You know, I think there's a lot of innovative ways to come up with, you know, increasing housing for our people here in Aotearoa. We need to think about going up. Already in Auckland, we've sacrificed a lot of our green spaces for development. We need to be looking to our rural areas, the regions. We look at some of the regions and their population has significantly decreased. We have these open immigration laws and we're cramming them all these people into Auckland. We need to think about sending some to the region. I just think there's so many ways about going in order to address this housing crisis. You know, there's 22,000 vacant homes in Auckland. We need to put pressure on those who are land banking to possibly free up some of these homes. We see these regenerations that are happening around Auckland, you know, with the state houses being sold off and, you know, more housing density being happening in those areas. And so, yeah, I just think there's other ways that we can address this housing need rather than sacrificing our sites of significance. You know, we're talking about this archaeological site that is important to the history of New Zealand, and we want to destroy that for the rhetoric of a housing crisis. To me, it just seems like nonsense.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.